USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is going to hold a fundraiser in Florida during the GOP presidential debate next week in Alabama. NBC News is reporting the fundraiser will be hosted in Hallandale Beach for Trump's fundraiser. News Nation is hosting the GOP debate next Wednesday. Last night, 10 Israeli hostages in Gaza were released just hours before the expiration of the truce. The Qatari foreign minister stated that the release was in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners, including an American-Israeli dual national. Still, the terrorist organization Hamas has 145 people, with reports on News Nation, many of them are being kept in cages and sexual assaults are taking place. The gloves are coming off tonight as Florida's Republican governor and California's Democrat governor face off on live TV.
The 90-minute special provides an opportunity for each governor to present their distinct ideologies on a national platform. Moderated by Fox News host Sean Hannity, the debate will cover crucial issues such as the economy, inflation, abortion, gun control, immigration, and homelessness. The political heavyweight matchup will unfold on the debate stage in Alpharetta, Georgia, airing on the Fox News channel at 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. I'm John Schaefer.
J.P. Morgan Chase Chief Executive Officer Jamie Dimon is warning inflation could rise more and a recession is still very possible. Dimon, speaking at the New York Times Deal Book Summit in New York, says that interest rates could continue to go up. Are you a safe driver? 6 out of 10 drivers in the United States admit to unsafe driving behaviors. The survey out this week from AAA Foundation for Traffic Survey indicates roughly 23% of Americans say excessive speeding is their bad habit. USA News.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 3822.
As the highest-ranking Jewish official in America, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer expressed his obligation to address the surge in anti-Semitism in the United States and worldwide.
The vitriol against Israel in the wake of October 7th is all too often crossing a line into brazen and widespread anti-Semitism.
Google's former CEO, Eric Schmidt, says artificial intelligence could threaten humanity within the decade. In an interview at the AI Plus Summit, Schmidt said AI development is reflective to the development of nuclear weapons that ended World War II. The dangers of AI begin when the computer can start to make its own decisions to do things, including discovering and manufacturing weapons. Schmidt said mankind would see the effects of AI within 5 to 10 years, but there's many experts in the field that say it could be only 2 to 4 years away. Henry Kissinger has died at the age of 100. The former diplomat and political scientist passed away at his home in Connecticut Wednesday. Dave Collins has more on Kissinger's life.
Kissinger served as National Security Advisor and later as the U.S. Secretary of State under both Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. He earned the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973 for negotiating a ceasefire in Vietnam. That ceasefire didn't hold, and the Vietnam War ended 2 years later with the fall of Saigon.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.